Tears fell from Lolly's sleepy eyes now, as she kept trying to be mad at Loki. But she could feel his heart, and he too was lost and crying alone in the frozen night. He was trying to explain to her that he was sorry he'd run away and forgot to come back to her in time. He just loved being free. "Well, if it weren't for the birds mocking me, I would have been fine," he neighed mournfully. "Nee, nee." Lolly thought, if Loki is lost, that means I'm lost too. We might never find our way home again alive. Maybe Loki's hurt, she thought. Maybe something happened to him. Scared and all alone, she was sorry now she hadn't listened to her grandma. She wished everything could go back to the way it was before. The thunderheads were hovering almost above her. The winds blew fiercely. She could see their scowling faces blowing the wind in her direction. Her tree shook, and some of the heavy snow fell off the branches and hit her on the head. She was so sorry and scared, she promised the Great Spirit and her ancestral grandmothers she would always be a good girl from now on, and would always help Gongi whenever she asked Lolly to give her a hand with the chores. If only she and Loki could get back home to their village again. Lolly was repeating the counting song over and over as she drifted off into a deep sleep. In her dream, she was walking down a steep trail, and she slipped into an icy dream world she would not remember. Suddenly, someone was calling her name. She was back under the fir tree, clinging for life. When she heard her name called, she opened her eyes. An old man, strangely familiar, was approaching her. She thought she was well hidden, but he knew exactly where she was. He was holding Gongi's little beaded purse in his outstretched hand for her to take. When she took the purse, he smiled and nodded his head reassuringly. Then he resumed his journey down the trail she had just returned from. Lolly felt a warm glow as she clutched the purse to her heart. She forgot to shiver and settled down cozily, resting comfortably until sunrise. At home, Gongi sat weeping by her fire inside the teepee. She still had the switch in her hand, just like Lolly had imagined it in her mind. Gongi had not been able to eat all day. She was quite unconsolable by the time the wind began to whip up again. She knew Lolly was in big trouble this time, but she had faith. The blizzard was blinding when Gongi went outside and threw herself in the snow, wailing the name of her deceased husband, Jinhonao. "You have to go find her, old man," she screamed frantically. "Don't let our little baby die in the snow. You go to her, you lazy old vagrant. How can you be happy in the other world knowing? But of course, Grandfather already knew these things and had been there in time to save Lolly's precious life. Only then could Gongi feel calm enough to go back inside the teepee. She lay on the mat by the fire all night long, adding wood to keep a light going in case Lolly would find her way home in the wee hours of the morning. The story continues in part 2.